Every Man Needs to Date a Scoundrel, written by Varpas Varis and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Fox/Bail/Rhea Organa. Abridged summary, in which Fox notices a small detail about Bail, and he is very intrigued by it. Fox is taking a nap while Bail works. Or at least Bail had thought that Fox had been taking a nap, because he had been very still for a long while, his head resting against Bail's shoulder, but then he suddenly tilted his head. "Have you pierced your ears?" he asks. "Is that what you've been staring at this whole time over there?" Bail asks, lowering his data pad. "Instead of sleeping." "Didn't exactly mean to," Fox mutters. "I just noticed it, and then I had to make sure." "Have you?" "I have," Bail nods. "They were in style in certain parts back home when I was younger. It was even before I met Brea. A last effort in some sort of rebellion against the norms of my social circles, I guess." Fox lifts his head off his shoulder, but not for long, as he hoists himself up a bit and leans his chin on it instead. "Haven't seen you wear anything," he says. "I haven't worn anything in a while," Bail says. "I'm not sure any jewelry goes together with my outfits." Fox huffs. "That's garbage and you know it," he scoffs. "I've seen what other senators wear, and I know for a fact that you have too. If they can wear all those things, you can wear earrings, even just small ones, maybe silver. Those would look nice." "This is starting to sound like you want me to wear something," Bail says. "Maybe I do," Fox says. "Like I said, they would look nice. Just a little deviation from your usual look. A little rebellion. Every girl needs to date a scoundrel once in their lives." "Oh, Brea has had time to say that to you as well." Bail rolls his eyes, though he cannot hide his smirk. "I hope that not every man needs to date a scoundrel as well, because I don't think I have ever passed for one at any point in my life." "I don't know," Fox says. "I'm feeling pretty rebellious for dating you. I think that counts for something." Bail can see that he's smiling from the corner of his eye. Fox tilts his head up a bit more, so he can press his lips on the corner of Bale's jaw. "Seriously, though," Fox says, "wear something. They would look nice. For me." "I'm thinking about it," Bail chuckles, "if you'll take your nap now." Fox lifts his head up and huffs again, this time right into Bale's ear. Bail knows that he's done it on purpose. "This is extortion," he says, as he flops down on the office couch, settling in with his feet dangling over the armrest and his head propped up on Bale's lap. "I wouldn't have expected something like that from you, Senator Organa." Bail laughs. "Every once in a while, every senator needs to turn to the dark side," he says. He lifts his datapad back up and cards the fingers of his free hand through Fox's hair. "Now, the nap." "So bossy," Fox mumbles, but he does actually close his eyes this time. It takes maybe a few minutes for him to fall asleep. Maybe he really should wear something, Bail thinks, as he keeps carding his hand through Fox's hair. As a reward. "Morning," Padme smiles at him when Bail steps into her office. "Morning," Bail greets her back. She seems to be more awake than he is, and for a moment, Bail misses being just a little bit younger. Brea and Fox would both most likely just tell him to go to sleep earlier, if he ever said that to them. Probably for a reason, too. Bail knows his bad habits. Padme has a cup of caff ready for him, too, and Bail reaches to take it when he notices her looking at him more intently, especially at his face. "Yes?" he asks. "Is there something wrong?" He had looked into the mirror before leaving, and everything had been in order then, but perhaps he had just been a bit too tired to notice something out of place. Shelte had not said anything either, though, so hopefully it wouldn't be anything too noticeable. "Oh, nothing," Padme says. "I just noticed that you're wearing earrings." "Ah," Bail touches his ear. "Yes, I am." She smiles again. "They look nice," she says. "Minimalistic, but give a nice pop, if you know what I mean." "I do, thank you." Bail smiles as well. It had been the effect he had hoped for when he had chosen the small, silver studs. Neither he or Brea had ever been big on wearing jewelry in the first place, but the few pieces that she did wear were all silver as well, so he thought that he would still look coordinated with her. That was one reason, of course. The other one... I had noticed that you had your ears pierced, Padme says. She picks up her own cup of caff. You just haven't ever worn anything. Why all of a sudden? There is a knowing glint in her eyes and a teasing edge to her smile as she looks at him over the rim of her cup. Bale doesn't even know why he is dignifying her with an answer. It turns out that I am a lot bigger of a people-pleaser than I thought I was, Bale mutters, still. And it turns out that if your boyfriend is good-looking and asks you nicely, you are going to find yourself wanting to do a lot of said pleasing. Padme laughs, and Bale knows that both Brea and Fox are going to find out what he said before noon. Bale rolls his eyes, and finally picks up his cup as well. He does glance at his reflection on the window while he does so. He looks nice, though. That he can admit as well. Fox thinks he looks nice as well when he comes over in the evening. Thankfully, Bale is not ticklish. Otherwise, he would be in much bigger trouble, with Fox's fingers brushing at his ears every 10 seconds. What happened to taking a nap, he has to ask, though, after it happens once again. I'm going to have to take them off if they're going to distract you that much. Fox frowns at him. You are a cruel, cruel man, Bale Prester Organa, he says. A cruel man. Bale smirks. That is what you get for dating a politician, he says. We are all crooked, one way or another. He can't help the laugh that escapes him when Fox groans and slumps down on his lap. A cruel man, Fox mutters against his thigh. Bale pats him gently on the back. I love you too, he says, before he picks up his datapad again. The end.